Kyle Malone from MERS. I haven't talked to Kyle in like 5 days. It seems like a year, Kyle. How are you?
I was going through withdrawals too, Tony, if that makes you feel better.
Well, I tell you what, this right-to-work legislation is really getting kind of feisty now because we've got the Democrats on one side and the Republicans on another, and the Democrats are getting the unions going on this. Where do we stand with this legislation?
Well, you know, the House has yet to introduce right-to-work legislation, or the Senate, for that matter. And so the UAW and their friends in organized labor are trying to take a preemptive approach here by announcing later today the start of a ballot proposal that would enshrine in the Constitution that essentially you couldn't do a right-to-work law in Michigan and ensure that all workers in Michigan have a right to collectively bargain. It's really a high-stakes gamble here from organized labor to really put it out on the table and the right-to-work debate once and for all, end the anxiety, end the threat that it could happen, end the counting on Rick Snyder saying it's not on his agenda. Let's just get it out there, get it over with, and finish it once and for all.
You know what's really irritating about this right to work is I hear people saying we're going to take care of the working class Americans in the state of Michigan. Well, I'm working class, and Ed Hardin from McLaren Health Plan works his butt off, and Skip Young from Lansing Kia works his butt off. You know, but I get the feeling they're not talking about us. Kyle, who are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about people who are in organized labor and folks who feel like they're not being treated fairly by their employer. And we're not talking about current, necessarily all just current employees, but future employees, too. You know, you may not be organized and you may not be part of a union, but maybe at some point you'll have to because you don't feel like the terms of your employment are fair compared to what others are receiving. You know, labor unions did come about once upon a time for a reason, and it was because they felt like they were being exploited by their employers. And while we don't have that situation now, I think there's a feeling that if we continue to weaken the rules that businesses have to play by, that we're going to get there again and that we're going to find ourselves having to do sit-in protests and the rest in order to get back the rights that we enjoy right now.
There is the Michigan Democratic Party, and they have narrowed their search to who they're going to support for the Supreme Court. Tell us about that.
Well, on Saturday, the Michigan Democrats are going to be meeting at Cobo Hall in Detroit to endorse their endorse candidates for the November election for some of the lower ballot races, you know, those races that you just kind of almost forget about when you're checking things off. We're talking about Supreme Court, Board of Education, and the regents positions for the University of Michigan and Michigan State and Wayne State. And so what they're doing, Tony, is that they're going to endorse candidates for those positions at that convention in the hopes then that those candidates are going to be able to have an easier time raising money and going out and getting support for their respective campaigns. Now, the biggest one right now is the Supreme Court, and that's because it has easily the most power of any of those other positions because the Supreme Court serves as a backstop to the legislature and the governor. You know, if they pass laws that are too restrictive and violate the Constitution or other sections of law, so on and so forth, you've got the Supreme Court there to do something about it. So they want strong Supreme Court candidates. There's three slots open this year, Tony, and the Democrats don't have an incumbent for any of the three. Marilyn Kelly has to retire because she's over the constitutional age limit. And so they got to find three candidates, and that's what they're doing this Saturday.
All right, Kyle, I'm going to call you again on Thursday. I have a lot more questions. Enjoy your day. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Hey.